Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'll have more on that, but the great Dinesh D'Souza is with us here on the Dom Show on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dinesh, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Hey,
Dom, it's always a pleasure. Great to be on.
Well, let's first talk about the current film you come out there. Then I want to put your cinematic talents to how you would script yesterday's Return of Trump. And listeners, know you're the ultimate. If you wrote 10,000 pages on fascism, I could read every one. It's that engaging, and it's such a word that's thrown around, and Mussolini was a man of the left and the whole deal, and so was Hitler, that the media, you know, Dinesh, my theory is, with a lot of these people in the media, it's not agenda solely. A lot of them are just not that smart or that educated.
Well, they're dumb and they're vicious, and that's a very lethal combination. You know, I think we see both of that. I mean, literally, I saw Maureen Dowd. This is the sort of reputed columnist of the New York Times. She goes, the Walter Reed Hospital had a really good reputation until Trump set his foot inside it. Now it has a terrible reputation. I mean, this is kind of like saying, you know, Einstein was a really smart man, according to me, until he met Trump, and now he's really dumb. I mean, think of the idiocy of this, and these are people putting this out with a straight face. So this is where we are in this country, a kind of not only a breakdown of the guardrails of society, but a breakdown of the meaning of language and the very definition of common sense.
It is. Dinesh, where we are here in Philadelphia, they have early voting, first time because of COVID, allegedly. So they have 17 places where you can go get a ballot and you vote. But they're saying we can't observe them there because that is not a polling place. You're voting there. So this distortion of language to me is almost just ignorance.
Yeah, the left keeps saying, you know, that Biden is way ahead. He's 10 points ahead. He's got this in the bag. You know, he doesn't even really have to campaign. And yet at the same time, you notice there's a deep nervousness about the outcome. So it's almost like they think he's got it in the bag, but they may as well try to fix the outcome anyway. And they're always pushing to change the rules. And they're counting on the fact that we are the party of nice guys and wimps, and we will not do the same thing to them. So they say, you know, we'll pack the court. But they feel like, you know, even if you come to power, you're not going to pack the court. So this becomes a one-sided effort on their part. Or we'll not knock down your monuments. But we know that you'll never dream of knocking down our monuments. So this is how the left operates. They prey on the goodwill of our side. And I think it's a message to us that we need to toughen up a little.
Yeah, we do, in the right areas. I couldn't agree with you more. Now, tell us about your current film, Dinesh. What's going on with that?
I'm super excited about it. It's Trump Card. It's based on my book, The United States of Socialism. So it lays out how socialism, this sort of ridiculous ideology that collapsed in the last century, is mysteriously back with a vengeance in this century, how it has come to the mainstream of American politics. And then we look at Trump as the sort of political general in the fight against socialism. So the movie, I wanted to release it in the theater, but there's too much, it's too spotty in the theaters today. Some are open, some are closed. So I'm releasing it to video on demand. You can get the physical DVD, of course, but on October 9th, in a couple of days, you'll be able to watch it on Apple iTunes, on Google, on Amazon Prime, on Dish. So it's basically a pay-per-view. You can rent the movie or buy the movie, and, you know, you can watch it on any device, but I recommend people try to watch it on a big screen TV. It was made for the big screen. It's got that largeness to it. So you can watch it on a computer, but you're not going to get the same effect as if you sat and watched it on TV.
Yeah, that's a shame, because I've consumed yours with you there on some occasions in movie theaters, and it's... Now, do you play yourself in this again? Are you going to get another Razzie for playing yourself as an actor?
I know. You'd think that after five movies, I'd become pretty good at playing myself, Tom. You know, I mean, I am the world's expert at playing Dinesh D'Souza, and yet I seem to get these Razzies, you know. I think it's a reflection, of course, not of me, or not even of the movie. I think in a weird way, the better the movie it is, the more the left-wing critics are in revolt. The more they fear the movie, the more they have to say things like, oh, it's such a boring movie, I couldn't even keep my eyes open, you know. This is sort of part of the tactics that they use to try to discredit the film. I'm not worried about it.
Well, I've told you, too, with each film, you gain more as a filmmaker, because it's an art, it's a craft to be able to do that, and each one becomes more compelling, and you're the only guy out there, I think, that has success at this on the conservative side, in making films and exposing this and making it entertaining and interesting. The results have been unbelievable. And Michael Moore seems to be off the trail, so you might be the number one documentarian right now.
Well, I think so. This movie, I think, is the best one. And the reason I say that is that the Obama and Hillary movies focused a lot on those individuals, and they also had a lot of history. Now, there's a window into history here, but it's not as central because there's so much going on in the present, so many layers of the onion that we have to unpeel, that the movie really stays with us. It looks like it's not only ripped out of the headlines, but projects into the future. So it's an exhilarating movie. I pre-screened it at Ralph Reed's Faith and Freedom Conference a couple of days ago, and the reaction was tumultuous. I mean, the whole audience was on its feet. So this is an exciting experience. I want people to watch with their families, and it'll be available in a couple of days, so I can't wait.
Absolutely. Now, Dinesh, Joe Biden, I think, as addled as he is the perfect guy for the left, though. And Biden senses that to the socialism point by saying constantly, do I look like a socialist? In other words, he's an empty vessel here. How do you make the point that that empty vessel, though, is the perfect vessel to carry these ideas? It's the Harris point, right? Harris one heartbeat away from the presidency and there in the White House. That's one point, right?
Yes, I think the other point is that, you know, it's normal for a Democratic candidate to pivot to the center when they win the primary. But you notice that in all his public policy positions, Biden has pivoted left. So he was for guns, and now he's against them. He was against free college, and now he's for it. He's largely on board with the Green New Deal, even though he said in the debate, I'm not for the Green New Deal. Go on his website, and it goes, my plan, Biden's plan, is lifted from the Green New Deal.
Right.
So
exactly.
There it is in black and white on his website right now. So the truth of it is Biden has moved in the Bernie direction. And, you know, you can argue all day, is he a socialist or is he a socialist light? But this is the way I look at it. If you look at the free market at one end of the spectrum and you look at socialism at the other end, and then just ask this question, in which direction are Biden and Harris and Warren and all the leading Pelosi, Schumer, which direction are they pulling in? Are they pulling in the capitalist direction or are they pulling in the socialist direction? And then you realize every single one of them, without exception, is pulling in the socialist direction. And so, you know, Biden may differ from Bernie, kind of like push differs from shove.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Now, Dinesh, title again, and what's the best way for people to get the movie?
It's Trump Card. You can order the DVD right now. Just go on TrumpCardTheMovie.com. You can buy it right off of Walmart or Target. In fact, Amazon is, on the first day the DVD is available, is already temporarily out, which is, in a way, a good sign because it means there's a wave of people who want this movie. In a couple of days, October 9th, you can get the movie on any device from Google, from Amazon Prime, and from Apple iTunes, from Dish Network, all kinds of places. Again, it's all up on TrumpCardTheMovie.com. It tells you where to get it, but you can get it right off your TV. You don't have to download anything. Just go on Apple iTunes, click order, and you can watch the movie.
Dinesh, great stuff as always. Very timely, just at the right moment. And again, thanks for joining us today.
Dom, my pleasure.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.